Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock, hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, 0344 499 1000. It's Marnie Coppola, who has a new album coming out soon, which I've heard, and is incredible. And I'm not just saying that because I adore her. I think it's probably her best album ever. It's amazing. It's amazing. You've heard a couple of the songs.
Yeah.
It's incredible. That song is previously unreleased. You can only get that at the digital download of the song, that, of the album that my record label released, Unsung. So if you go to iTunes, Unsung, Marnie Coppola, there's five previously unreleased tracks. Just feel we need to relax a little bit after Stephen Tobolowsky there.
Oh, gosh.
Wasn't he wonderful?
Laughed so much.
Oh, it was funny.
And some of those stories we'd heard before because of the podcast,
yeah.
Which, by the way, you've got to subscribe to. What a great podcast that is. Just a storyteller.
What I tell you was great is there's like 80 episodes. I've heard five of them. So I've got over 75 hours worth of what I know is going to be brilliant. And he's got another 10 episodes coming out. Oh, thank you, sir. My thigh is burning, and I'll tell you why. Because I've got some Olbus oil on my handkerchief, and I've put it in my pocket. It's been there all day, and it's seeping through to my thigh, and my thigh is now feeling alive.
Decongested.
Alive! Energised! Energised!
I've heard of putting Vicks on your feet, but never Olbus oil on your thighs.
Olbus oil on your ding-dong. Imagine putting Vicks on your ding-dong or your Lady Putang.
Do not. That happened to my cousin.
Killed her, didn't it?
No, it didn't kill her. She was a baby.
Oh,
do you remember when
what?
When we were kids, do you remember that your mum used to put, we used to have this massive tub of Vaseline.
Yes.
So people had babies had massive tubs of Vaseline. You put Vaseline on the bums as a kind of, you know, stops them getting nappy rash and stuff. Well, my auntie, who wasn't the mother of the child, my oldest cousin, and not used to changing babies' bums, got a massive wadge of what she thought was Vaseline and whacked it on the baby's bum, and it was Vicks.
Oh, yay, yay.
Kid went through the roof.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah, she's a bit older than me. I think it stopped smarting about 2 years ago.
Hi, Chihuahua, guys. Hello, dear listener. This is the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee. Who are you?
Catherine Boyle.
It's a late night phone-in show like they used to be in the old days, in that it's hit and miss, but the hits are incredible. And do you know what? The misses are worth listening to as well, because they can be car crashes. And you don't get car crashes on radio anymore. You don't get people doing stuff that might not work. Everything is very neatly planned out and is very safe. And there's a posse. You've got a posse in and everyone's laughing at the host and all of that stuff. Very few shows where you've got a chance where actually it could be boring. It could be awful. It could go badly wrong. It could, you know, be gags that fall flat on their arse and actually reveal it, that could happen. So,
as it does in real life,
exactly. So, if you want to give us a call, 0344 499 1000. You've got Amy answering the phones tonight. She will answer the call, take your name and number. Cost you pennies, right? Probably free for most of you. Cost you pennies, but here's the rub. She then calls you straight back, and then you come on the air. We don't ask you what you want to talk about. We don't audition you. There's no interrogation process. Everyone is welcome to come on and talk about whatever they want. And 12 minutes past 12 on a Thursday night, Friday morning. I mean, that's kind of that's a very peculiar cosmic time, I think. So if there's anything that's on your mind, anything you want to get off your chest, now would be a great time to give us a call. I'm going to be honest, I can't stop thinking about Stephen. I've got a man crush on him. Mm-hmm. I knew it was going to be good. It was even better. What generous man as well. I sent him an email. You don't suppose you fancy coming on our show? Sure. When and what time? Thursday? Okay, I'll be on at 11 your time. Great, thanks.
Thing is, though, generous. At the end of every single one of his podcasts, he gives out his email address and encourages you to get in touch with him. And he means it.
Yeah. I have got rid of my email address, my public email address. For now, who knows what's going to happen at some point in the future. But for now, the public email address is gone. The contact me form on ianlee.com has gone. My private email address, I'm in the process of closing down. It's tricky because I can't remember who I've got, but I'm closing that down. Got a new private email address, Catherine, and if you're lucky, I may give it to you. And
if you're lucky, I may respond.
Uh-huh. I'm off Twitter in as much as my @IanLee is gone for now. Again, these things might change. Gone for now. And the 7A, the record label one that I do, I'm sharing that with Glenn, my mate, my business partner Glenn. So we're both kind of doing it. Twitter has been deleted off my phone. It's beautiful. It feels very blissful. And I've been doing a couple of Periscopes recently. So if you want to follow me on there, you can, because I don't have Twitter. It won't flash up in your Twitter feed that I'm doing it. Did a Periscope last night, Periscope today. Just trying to check in with the universe and try and get a little bit creative. Again, try and get a little bit creative. So that'd be mine to do. And make some cool things. And we have got some cool things happening. We've got lots of live shows. Manchester is almost sold out. Brighton has almost sold out. Luton has almost sold out. And the Shaftesbury Fringe. Those ones are up now. If you want to get tickets for those shows, ianlee.com/event. Got to sort out Glasgow. The date is booked. I just need to set the ticket thing up. Belfast, we have a date. They're kind of not great at getting back, but we have a date. When did I say it was? Did I say it was July, Belfast?
June or July?
July is definitely Glasgow. Anyway, June or July. I just need they're setting the tickets. So these things are happening, and I need to chase up Joe McGrath for the Magic Christian screening.
Yeah, because the next Rabbit Hole Picture Show is sold out.
Sold out ages
thanks
ago.
Thanks mostly to Brossette.
Yeah, sold out. A load of people coming who aren't our crowd. Boy, yeah. They're in for a shock.
They are.
They're in for a shock. So that's kind of an update on the old news. Let us say hello to Rainbow George and hello to Ken.
Hooray!
Hello.
Hello there. Good morning, Ian and Catherine and Rainbow George.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good night. What have you guys got for us tonight in your mystical plate of bullshit?
Well, that was really lovely with Stephen.
He was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was excellent and thought-provoking. I wanted you to ask him when he was receiving information about people. Did he ever communicate with whoever was sending him that information?
Well, we didn't ask him that, and that's one of those things we'll have to ponder. I kind of got the feeling that he said that it was when he was initially exploiting that, and I use the word exploiting in its true meaning, when he was initially exploiting that skill, it was one of the worst periods of his life.
Yes, but he was receiving information, I just wonder if he ever tried to communicate with whoever was sending him that information. Well, do any of his podcasts go?
I don't know. I've listened to four. There are 80 so far.
Here's an idea. Why don't you email him?
No, don't.
He encourages it.
Don't.
Email him.
Don't. I don't think so.
Why not?
Okay, well, you do what you got to do. I just don't think that's a great thing to put these two in touch. Anyway, Ken, what would you like to say?
Yes, I was very interested in your earlier discussion about the the horrible wacko deaths in when they followed the David Koresh cult.
Yes.
This is an extreme. I remember that. I think we lived in Canada at the time. What year was that?
Was it 93? 93, I think, that it, where it all kicked off, so to speak.
93.
Horrendous, yeah. Right. A lot of people died.
Horrendous. However, the thing about that was, although it was a horrible cult, there was relatively only a few people were fooled by this Koresh and his teachings.
Well, in terms of the then I guess 5.5-6 billion people in the world, yes. But I think about 120 people burnt to death, so significant number of loss of life.
Oh, and also, there are still people in Waco who believe he's coming back and who are still revering
Koresh. Can you believe that, Ken? That there are nutjobs who think a dead guy's coming back?
Say that again.
Can you believe that there are nutjobs who think a dead guy's coming back?
Oh, I, there are many, many nutjobs, as you say, around the world. However, there is a coming false messiah who will deceive almost the whole world. This is not...
Is that Jeremy Clarkson?
No.
Boris Johnson?
Is going to be the Antichrist. He is going to arise out of the new... a European state of 10 kingdoms. The present 27 state Europe will collapse in the future and be revived into 10 kingdoms.
All right.
And this Antichrist will come out of the 10 kingdoms, and he will deceive the whole world and especially the nation of Israel.
George, what do you reckon?
I reckon Ken really doesn't know what he's talking about.
And school him.
Sorry?
School him.
Well, I'm saying the whole Jesus story is a mythical story that has deeper meaning to it, and the Jesus you believe in, Ken, he was supposed to come back when the generation he was speaking to was still alive.
No, that's not so, George. Jesus said that the generation that is alive, when the prophecies he speaks about takes place, they will see all things happen. And when the people see the return of the revelation of the Messiah, that generation will see the return of Jesus. So we have to rightly divide the scriptures, George. However, this man is going to be worshipped throughout the world. He's called the man of sin. He is the Antichrist. And he is going to enter the world into a new world economic order where the world is going to be forced to take a mark.
Imagine. I can't begin to imagine what it feels like to be so full of fear and trepidation of the future, and so worried about some ghost stories. I mean, I just can't imagine. Well, I know, because you got Jesus. Jesus will protect you and all of that. But I just can't. I can't begin to. Let me finish. I just can't. I've let you spout your nonsense. I just can't begin to imagine what it feels like to be so worried about this stuff that may or may not happen. To have your life governed by it. Just get on with your life. Why not just get on with your life?
Ian, I am full of joy. I'm not full of...
No, you're not. You're full of bitterness and spite and hatred and selfishness. You're very narcissistic.
I'm full of joy, not depression.
No, you're not. You're full of... There you go. You had to do a little... You had to do a little dig, didn't you? You had to... Ken, engage in a conversation. Focus. Look at me. You had to do a little dig. Imagine being so fearful that you build your belief around this fairy story, and you're so worried that you've got it wrong that you have to mock people for their mental health. You have to belittle people for worshipping. Let me finish, Ken. You have to belittle people for worshipping brown gods. You have to be terrified of men who put their penises inside other men. Imagine. I can't begin to imagine what it's like living in your scared little world.
I can assure you I am not fearful in any way of these situations. I am telling you because I love you.
You're terrified of men putting their willies in other men's bums.
Now, you are perverted in your heart, my
friend.
No,
I'm not, because I don't see anything wrong. What's perverted about... What's perverted? Ken, are you... Ken?
With sex.
Ken, well, I am, and that is a problem I'm... Ken, that is a problem... Ken, can I finish, mate? That's a problem I'm dealing with. Yes, I do have issues around sex, but you have issues around gay men. And I wondered why.
Of course I don't.
You think that's perverted?
Nonsense.
You think that gay men are not perverted? Great, fantastic. Well, that's wonderful. That's progress. That's progress.
Is a perverted act.
Sodomy. 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 They've all got it. Sodomy. Okay.
Against it.
No, he's not, Ken. It doesn't say anywhere in the Bible that a man can't put his willy anywhere near another man. It doesn't say that. That's nonsense. And you know it's nonsense. So imagine living a life so full of fear, so full of fear of other people who do things slightly differently, that you have to invest all of your time into talking nonsense about a European 10-state Antichrist that's coming. You called me the Antichrist at one point. Make your mind up, Ken. Who is the Antichrist?
I'm not fearful of anything.
Who is the Antichrist, Ken? Is it me? Because it was me 6 months ago.
No, it's not you.
It was me 6 months ago. You did call me the Antichrist.
I didn't. I said
you did.
You have the spirit of Antichrist.
No, you called me. No. You called me the Antichrist. Whereas you're an anti. You're an Islamophobe. You're a homophobe. You're an everything a phobe. You're a horrible, bitter, twisted little man who's afraid.
I said you are.
No, I know exactly what you said. You put the word "the" in front of it. I remember it very, very well, George. Oh, mate, and you're a liar. You're a liar as well as a homophobe and an Islamophobe.
A
phobe and a joy phobe.
Tell the truth. You're a troubled man and you need Jesus.
I'm a troubled man. I don't need Jesus. What I need is medication
need
and psychiatric help.
Troubled.
And I'm getting both of those things. So thanks very much for your call, Ken. Now go away and go and crawl back into your little hole. Yes, George.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about Stephen.
Okay, well, you carry on thinking about that. We're going to go to the ads.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Let's go to Ryan. Good evening, Ryan. Sheena, you'll be next. Do stay there, please. Hello, Ryan.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm all right. What have you got for us?
I was phoning up for another car crash. I phoned you this time last week for a generic conversation, sort of a unprepared one, and you sort of fired into me a bit about how it's not I should phone this sort of radio station. So I've been listening over the last week a bit more because I sort of explained to you at the time I was sort of having a bit of trouble and I was staying up a bit late more recently. So I thought I'll listen to you, give it a chance. And loads of people seem to phone up for generic conversations. So I still can't work out what I did wrong.
Well, no, because you didn't phone up for a generic conversation. You just phoned up and said, I've got nothing to say. Go on, what do you want to talk about? That's not a generic conversation. That's no conversation. That's making me do all the work. And I do quite enough work as it is.
So that was
the point.
It's more.
And you've had a whole week to think about it and you didn't get the point.
No, but that's the thing. So I'm phoning back. So it was more of a bounce-off thing anyway. All right. I was just sort of giving it a chance trying to work it out.
Stop deconstructing. Why are you I've just told you the answer. So stop deconstructing it. Stop, you know, going all meta on my ass. And what do you want to talk about tonight?
I'm asking you for suggestions. Sort of like, what do you suggest?
Exactly the same. This is
the show?
This is exactly the same thing you did last week. You phoned up and said, I want to have a chat, but I've got nothing to talk about. What should I talk about? I'm doing enough work here, Ryan. Don't give me more work to do. I'm doing plenty of work.
I've been trying to see. I've been having a look on the webpage, Talk Radio 1, and on Twitter, but not on that. So I was like, well, I'm trying to sort of gauge how to approach it. I'm sort of asking it. You know, it's just, I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right.
Well, if you keep phoning up saying, I've been deconstructing last week and I still can't work out, when I phone up and say, I'd like to chat, but I've got nothing to talk about, why you get angry with me? I don't understand it. If you're going to keep doing that every week, well, we'll just stop answering your call.
No, I don't want to do that, do I? What I was trying
well,
to
then
say
don't
is,
keep phoning up doing that, then, because I don't want you to do that.
Oh, OK. Oh, I'm not really getting anywhere again. I was hoping that it might move forward slightly. But,
OK, what do you want to talk about, then?
I don't know. That last call...
There is the stumbling.
Work out what the show's about.
The show isn't about anything. But people phoning up saying, I want to talk, but I haven't got anything to talk about... Well, where do I go with that?
I'll have to pick a subject.
Well, that's twice. That's twice you've done it.
Well, okay. I thought I'd try and just get myself a bit prepared last time. But I'll say the way you approached the last call and things like that is just absolutely crap me up. So I've got no way of sort of
right, you've got Meta. Hang on, Ryan.
Phone you next week.
Well, no, that's not the show at all. Listen, here's the thing, though, right? There's a yellow card. Don't swear again, otherwise you will get banned.
Sorry, you're not...
Of course you're not allowed to say the F word on radio, you absolute idiot. Right.
I thought it was at night. I thought you were allowed at night.
No, of course you're not allowed at night. Right. Here's the thing. You got Meta and you deconstructed your side of the call. Shall I get Meta and deconstruct my side of the call?
Well, OK. You lot did call Pink Panther a prick once. That's what I found out ages ago.
Did you call him an effing prick, though, did he?
Yeah. So,
No. Yeah, you're right.
See, here's the thing. Here's one of the things you need to do. You need to learn to listen. This is what I'd like you to practice over the week. Listen, because I just asked you a question, which you ignored. Go on, ask it again. Ah, it means you didn't hear it.
Okay. I'm sorry. I do need to learn to listen. You are correct.
There you go. Well, that's something. Did you hear the question that I asked?
I didn't, no.
Right. I said, you have deconstructed your side of the call.
Oh, well, you'll have to deconstruct yours, yeah, sorry.
Not what I said. Would you please shut up and learn to listen? This is a lesson in listening. I said, you had deconstructed your side of the call. Would you like me to deconstruct mine?
Okay, sorry. I did... sorry. Go on then, of course.
Right. Maybe this side of the call is part of the show.
Okay. As in, like, you bounce off what offered to you?
Now we're getting somewhere. That was actually a bigger leap than I was expecting you to make.
Okay, I do apologise then, because I was trying to do that off you last week, but I thought you might have a loose subject matter for me to at least fire into, because I didn't get a chance to listen. I just phoned, and I wasn't trying to be rude by doing that. It's just that I knew that you were on, and then I just thought, oh, I've got kids in bed, I couldn't really have it on, so I just phoned up. So,
But do you not see what I'm saying? That maybe this phone call is the show. Maybe this phone call is perfect for the show.
It's probably not very good listening, though, is it?
Who cares? Don't worry about those guys. Those guys are losers. Everyone that listens to this is a loser, right? Forget them. All that's important right now is me, you and Kat, right? And maybe, just maybe...
You just called me a loser.
Well, yeah, you are. We all are. We're all late-night losers. Welcome to the club.
Oh, cool.
But maybe this phone call where we're arguing about you not understanding... how the phone calls to this show work, maybe this phone call is the perfect phone call for the show.
Like, is in an advert for how not to approach it or to approach it?
Nope.
Or not.
As the case may be.
Mm. Okay, well, there you go, perfect. As in,
it's not perfect.
No one's listening, so it doesn't
You keep worrying about the listeners. Why? Don't worry about them. There's no
I'm
one listening.
You worried about listeners. That's not
I'm not. There's no one listening. There's either no one listening or there's an infinite number of people listening at the same time. It doesn't matter.
It's my Britishness doing the embarrassment thing for you, then. Sorry.
This call may be perfect for the show. It may be the show, or it may be awful for the show. Wow, now we're going into Schrodinger's cat.
Open the box, see what's in it.
No, once you open the box, it's over.
Depends how long it's been there, doesn't
it? It's while the box is shut. That's the it's while the box is shut, and has the gas been fired off or not? Poison gas. Everyone forgets the poison gas part of Schrodinger's cat. Everyone forgets the gas.
I never knew the time limit bit either, because I thought if it's like 8 months later, it's pretty obvious. Excuse me, sorry.
So how would you feel if I said this was tonight, apart from our guests, that this call, Ryan, is the best call of the night in terms of what the show is? Yeah, mind blown, huh? Mind blown.
I might have a good day tomorrow from that.
Mind.
I tend to seem to need that.
Mind blown.
Phone up the radio a lot.
What? Who else do you phone up? What other shows? What other stations?
No other stations. No, I couldn't get into LBC. If I get anywhere near James McBride, it'd be game over.
Okay.
Mike Graham. I phone him a lot. Juliana Brewer, if I could be bothered that morning, early in the morning, she gets wound up with something. Yeah. And Eamon, speak to him a bit.
Oh, does Eamon work here?
sometimes.
You're lucky to find the shows he's in. Well, there you go. Listen, they're all great shows, but they are all great shows. I'm fans of all of them. But here's the conundrum. You're used to phoning very traditional phone-in shows where they've asked you a specific question. We don't ask.
Yeah.
We very rarely do me or Kath ask you a specific question. It's more ambient than that.
Well, that's what I'd like to tap into, because I do have to stop and gear myself into whatever I'm chatting and sort of tone it down a bit as I'm going.
Well,
I did get told off by Mike Graham the other day.
Oh,
so
good, good. But here's the thing: we've been talking for about 8 minutes about nothing. This is a very zen phone call.
Is it just the music making you say that?
No. It's the perfection of the phone call.
Sort of the full circle thing.
Yeah, maybe. So well done. It's
nice.
We got nowhere.
Well, but we are revolving.
I'd quit while I was ahead if I were you. You've just taken lesson two. Congratulations.
Nice.
Look forward to speaking to you again, Ryan. Thank you for your call.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Poor Ryan.
That was the perfect call that encapsulates this show. He's learning. He's got a long way to go.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
He's used to ringing up shows and being prepared to have an argument about something he pretends he cares about more than he does.
Yeah.
Don't have to do that on this show. Just come on and be Ryan.
Yeah. And that was it. Beginning was a little bit rusty, but there were moments. And when I say the perfect call, that's a slight. It wasn't quite, but there were moments, pure moments, where that phone call was floating an inch above the ground, just for like a second, and then it hit the ground again, because we started thinking about it. That's the thing about Zen, right? Everyone has moments of Zen, but then you go, "Oh, I'm having a moment of Zen." Yeah. Ah, balls, it just ended.
Yeah, self-conscious.
Just ended, and that was it. We were floating above the ground for an inch, just for a second. Then we both went. One of us or both of us went, "Oh, we're floating." Boom, and we hit. That's what it was. So thank you for that, Ryan. I enjoyed that. Let's go to Sheena. Good evening, Sheena.
Hello,
Sheena. Hello, Sheena. I'm trying to think of a song with the name Sheena in, and all I can think of is...
Punk rocker.
Sheena is a punk rocker. There must be, because Sheena, it's a good name for two-syllable boom, boom name.
Who is it? Did Sheena's in a goth gang? There's that one.
Sheena's in a goth gang.
Done by a vaguely cool band, but I can't remember.
Was that after Sheena was a punk rocker? She progressed to being in a goth gang.
Oh,
God. And who was it? The Horrors did Sheena as a Parasite, which I wasn't very pleased
with. Here we go. Hang on a second. Let's have a bit. Oh, no, it's an advert which you've not paid to advertise on this radio station, so you can kiss it.
I haven't.
No, not you. Hang on. Here we go.
I knew that.
Here we go.
She's dead.
That's the cramps and the rather disappointing. Sheena's in a goth gang.
It was the cramps. I thought that.
Was it the cramps who did filmed a gig in, I'm going to use a phrase that we don't use anymore, but in a lunatic asylum. Was it the cramps that did that?
I wouldn't put it past them, but
they filmed a gig in what used to be called a lunatic asylum, and it was filmed, and it's that everybody in the audience was allowed to go wild.
Yeah, live at the Napa State Mental Hospital.
There, you're like the Napa State Mental Hospital. My goodness gracious me.
That would have been a lovely day for all the patients, though, wouldn't it?
Not the cramps, they're rubbish! I don't really know the cramps' oeuvre. But yeah, it would have been nice.
If a band was playing, you'd just be like, brilliant, this is...
When did that? 1979? 78. Imagine being, what's it called, Napa State? Mm-hmm. Imagine being a patient in Napa State Mental Institute in 1978. I bet that was grim. I bet that was very, very grim. We're all thinking of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. I bet it was bleak.
Yeah. I wonder how many of them asked to go back to their rooms.
Well, no, like even psychiatric units over here in the 80s were still like that up until early 90s.
Well, in the 80s, 90s, they were still using like old Victorian asylums.
Yeah.
Oh, God, grim.
There's actually one at the end of my road that used to be an asylum. It's lovely houses now.
Where's that? Colney Hatch?
Penge.
Penge. Very, very Monty Python word. Penge.
Yeah.
Well, it comes from Penge.
Yeah. Penge. They like to call
Penge.
Very nice houses. Can't afford to live in.
Well, there you go. What can we do for you tonight, Sheena, who is not a punk rocker, nor is she a goth, as far as we know?
Oh, I was, well, because I listened from the beginning, so I was the Talking Heads. Have you seen the documentary now, kind of parody, but it's like a loving parody of Talking Heads?
Oh, now, this is the series with Fred Armisen, is it?
Yeah.
We like Fred Armisen from Portlandia. And they did a series, him and someone else did a series of
Bill
Hader, very accurate spoof series of documentaries. And I watched the first one, which I think was a spoof of Grey Gardens.
Yes.
And I didn't laugh once. I thought the accuracy was spot on. But in being accurate, they'd forgotten to kind of make it entertaining. So yeah, I didn't get any further than that. I didn't know there is a Talking Heads pastiche, is there?
Yeah, I'll be honest, I haven't watched all the episodes because I'm the same, like, although I find a lot of comedy, I'll go like, oh, that is funny, but I'm not, like, laughing out loud. But the Talking Heads one, I think they're called Test Pressing or something.
Oh.
It's just absolutely, it's just spot on.
Oh, I might have some of that tomorrow then. Because I like, we're big fans. You've seen Portlandia, have you?
Okay, I've watched a bit of it, but I don't really...
I don't like it. It didn't make laugh.
I think you have to watch a few to get it.
I don't like Fred Armisen.
Well, hang on a minute. You just recommended the Fred Armisen show, basically.
No, I just don't like him. Like, he's tolerable in small amounts.
I like him. Have you not seen on Netflix there was a one-man special?
Comedy for Drummers.
Oh, well, you'll hate it, Sheena. It's an hour of Fred Armisen. I thought it was funny.
I will
funny,
give it a go.
Man.
I always give things a go. So
you'll hate it.
You'll
absolutely hate it. It's literally just Fred Armisen. Fred Armisen.
But he is talented, isn't he? So I guess.
Well, but you hate him. Here's the thing. Can I make a prediction, Sheena?
Yeah.
You're going to marry Fred Armisen.
Oh.
You're going to phone us up one day and go, you're not going to believe this. Do you remember about 3 years ago, I phoned you up, right? And I said, I don't really like Fred Armisen. He's talented, but you're never going to believe it.
Yeah.
I married him last week, and I'm pregnant with his baby.
Actually, there is something. Yeah. There is something in that. My first boyfriend, I thought he was an awful prick for years and years, and then I suddenly realised that I fancied him.
And it was Fred Armisen.
Yeah,
I do. I do go through phases of really thinking awful men are great, and they're often quite talented. So I wouldn't be surprised. Although he's with what's her chops, isn't he? Natasha Lyonne.
Well, here's the thing. There was this young lad. This is a true story. There was this young lad. There was me. It was me. It happened to me, actually. I remember it. And I was a kid. And our next-door neighbour, this guy called Freddie. And I remember waking up one day, and he had loads of soldiers in his back garden. And I said to my dad, Dad, why? Who are all these soldiers in the garden next door? And he said, oh, it's Fred's army son.
No.
Yeah? Fred's army son. Yeah, she liked it. Sheena liked it.
That's why she doesn't like Fred Armisen.
Yeah. Fred Armisen.
No, I've read like rumours and then I've gone, right, that's it.
I read rumours. There was a whole expose I read online, 10 reasons why Fred Armisen is a scumbag, right? Mm. He cheated on his wife, which isn't great, but it's not like the whole Ryan Adams thing that's coming out. He struggled to be faithful and maybe he dumped. I read it and I went, all right. I think the
difficulty
he's
is...
not R. Kelly.
Elizabeth Moss, who was his wife, is a bit of a hero, you're going to side with her. But
that's great. Like, it's not people may have missed that. Sheena said, he's not R. Kelly, he's not got kids in his basement. And absolutely...
Which reminds me, R. Kelly's in more hot water.
Yes.
Everyone's going to be absolutely staggered. Michael Avenatti, who's been representing Stormy Daniels?
Oh, kiddokie.
Right,
yes.
So now... He is acting on behalf of someone who is bringing a fresh video of R. Kelly apparently having sex with a 14-year-old.
Come on.
A situation almost identical to that one back in the
90s. That's not enough to bring him down. Dear God, come on, what is...
Well, the fact was they saw the video, saw him do it in the video, but they'd left it so long, so no one would go, oh, you poor child, she was a 20-year-old girl.
Yeah.
He'd probably learn how to cope, so they were just like, yeah, just throw it out. It's so obvious.
They're still pally, apparently, as are her family, so
hey,
something's gone on.
Listen, I've been late for all the ads so far. I've been late for this one, so Sheena, I'm going to say thank you very much. Good luck. I hope you and Fred are very happy together.
Okay.
Thank you. Speak to you later on, Sheena. Thanks very much. Yes, we got a load of calls for some reason at this time of night. We never have. Giselle, Clive, stay there, come to in a bit. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.